A specific vocation that embodies the general vocation of baptism for. Identification with Christ requires the approval of the Church. An institution that promotes this specific vocation needs to find a place within the Church's law. From the very beginning, St. Josemaria had the approval and support of the ordinary of the place where Opus Dei was founded, Bishop Leopoldo Ajo y Garay. However, in the 1917 Code of Canon Law, which was then in force, there was no provision for an institution dedicated to promoting a path of sanctification, not just an association for doing good things through the reality of secular life without separating from the world. With universal jurisdiction and the faculty to incarnate priests, the founder realized that the work was not only renewing lay spirituality but also the Church's law. He embarked on a lengthy legal journey that lasted 55 years. For those interested in a deeper understanding, El Itinerario Juridico del Opus Dei, Historia y Defensa de un Carisma, by Amadeo Sol Soler, Valentin Gomez Iglesias, and José Luis Alonso is a must-read. As there wasn't an appropriate norm, St. Josemaria didn't rush to seek written approval. Only when necessary to address a specific need did he request the least inadequate approval among the options. Schematically, the emerging needs and provisional legal solutions were threefold. First, the need for written approval. In 1941, the Bishop of Madrid approved Opus Dei as a pia union, pious union, to counter accusations of heresy against St. Josemaria for proposing sanctity in the midst of the world. Second, the need for ordained priests. In 1943, the Bishop of Madrid, with permission from the Holy See, established the Priestly Society of the Holy Cross to allow for the ordination and pastoral care of some lay people in Opus Dei. This solution was provisional, as the Priestly Society began to overshadow Opus Dei. Third, the need for universal jurisdiction. The rapid growth of Opus Dei worldwide led the founder to request a universal jurisdiction framework from the Holy See in 1947. In 1950, Opus Dei was approved as a secular institute of pontifical right. However, this solution wasn't perfect, as such institutes depended on the Congregation for Religious and required members to take vows. The Second Vatican Council introduced the concept of personal prelatures, alongside other peculiar figures like international seminaries, to facilitate not only an adequate distribution of priests but also the realization of specific pastoral works for different social groups within a region, nation, or globally. St. Josemaria saw personal prelatures as the appropriate legal solution for Opus Dei. After consultations with Pope Paul VI, it was decided to work in that direction. In 1975, after St. Josemaria's passing, his successor, Bishop Alvaro del Portillo, proposed waiting a few years before seeking the establishment of Opus Dei as a personal prelature. This formal request was made in 1979. In 1982, after 3 years of study and consultation, Pope John Paul II established Opus Dei as a personal prelature through the Apostolic Constitution, Ut Sit. This new arrangement allowed Opus Dei to have universal jurisdiction without being tied to a specific geographical location. The prelate oversaw the pastoral care of both clergy and lay members, in matters related to the prelature's spiritual, formational, and evangelistic commitments. The content of the authority of the diocesan bishop and the prelate did not coincide, but were complementary and distinct. They only coincided in members who were both diocesan faithful and part of the prelature. These members depended on the diocesan bishop for general pastoral care and on the prelate for the specific commitments they freely undertook within the prelature. The Congregation of Bishops published the Declaration on Personal Prelatures on the same day, explaining in detail the juridical character of Opus Dei as a personal prelature. This figure can be represented graphically as follows. The Pope holds supreme authority in the Church, overseeing various particular churches, specifically through the Congregation for Bishops. A diocese is a territorial portion of the people of God entrusted to the pastoral care of a bishop, assisted by a presbyterate. The jurisdiction of the diocesan bishop covers matters related to the universal call to holiness, faith, morality, and sacraments. On the other hand, the Opus Dei personal prelature, until then also under the Congregation for Bishops, represented a pastoral structure of universal scope, not tied to a specific locale. Led by a prelate, it had a presbyterate to care for its members in matters pertaining to the prelature's commitments of spiritual growth, formation, and evangelization. Both the diocesan bishop and the prelate held distinct and complementary authority. Their jurisdictions overlapped only in a member who was both a diocesan faithful and a member of the prelature. Such members depended on the diocesan bishop for general pastoral matters and on the prelate for the additional commitments they had undertaken within the prelature. This relationship can be likened to the connection between a car's design, the charismatic path, and the traffic rules, the legal norms. The effectiveness of both the design and the rules is evidenced by the canonization processes of Opus Dei members, including Saint Josemaria, Blessed Alvaro del Portillo, Blessed Guadalupe Ortiz de Landazuri, and others. As Jesus said, a tree is known by its fruit. Music.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music. Do ya? When it goes like this, the fourth and fifth, the minor four and the major lift.